Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over 40 people are unaccounted for, including children, and more than 100 homes have been damaged or destroyed after devastating floods ripped through Whitewood in western Virginia on Wednesday. Virginia Governor Republican Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency. After yesterday's Consumer Price Index announcement, inflation under the Biden administration is over 9%. Essentials like butter is over 26% more expensive. Eggs is 33% higher. Gasoline, 60% higher. A new car, 11% higher. Airline tickets are 34% higher than last year. Vice President Kamala Harris at the American Workforce Summit in Washington, D.C. says this is all under control.
Fighting inflation is one of our administration's top economic priorities, which is why we have taken action to lower the cost of living for Americans, millions of Americans.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
There was a full moon Wednesday night. At the same time, the moon was closer to Earth than usual. The supermoon was called a buck moon, a reference to a time of the year when antlers are growing on male deer or bucks. Tonight, Comet K2 is splashing across the skies. President Biden, traveling in the Middle East this week, is being shamed by Republican lawmakers.
President Biden's trip to the Middle East is being met with staunch criticism from Republicans who say the president is there on an anti-Israel agenda.
His policies of the last year and a half has done so much to alienate our friends that he's desperately trying to repair those relationships. Biden has nominated anti-Israel officials. In his administration has consistently undermined our Israeli allies.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking there. That audio courtesy of Fox Business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today is Gerald Ford's birthday. President Ford was the 38th president of the United States from 1974 until 1977. Born in Omaha, Nebraska, Ford and his mother relocated to Grand Rapids, where he was raised. Set on law, Ford enrolled in Yale Law School instead of pursuing a career in sports. Ford served in the U.S. Navy during and after World War II. The Philadelphia Phillies were shorthanded this week when they began a two-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays in Canada. Philly catcher JT Realmuto was banned from entering Canada because he's not a part of the COVID-19 vaccine participation club. Realmuto on NBC Sports.
I'm a healthy 31-year-old professional athlete, and I just didn't feel the need to get it. I've had COVID a couple times and super mild symptoms back when it first came out, and when it came time to decide whether I needed a vaccine or not, I talked with a couple of doctors that I knew and told them my story and just really decided I didn't think I needed it. And I wasn't going to take it just because I was told to, basically. So, yeah, but I mean, what's money when I'm not going to let Canada tell me what I do and don't put in my body?
If you think this could never happen in the United States, think again. Under the leadership of President Biden, roughly 40,000 National Guardsmen and 22,000 reservists that do not want this rushed vaccine substance in their body have been removed from duty. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And we've got breakfast tacos for everybody. I'm telling you. I mean, I feel like Oprah Winfrey. A taco for you. A breakfast taco for you. Breakfast taco for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. You know, DeRoy, if my mother was still alive, I'd be calling her going, Mom, all these years, I mean, you never told me about breakfast tacos.
Yeah, I bet you feel kind of deprived, don't you?
Or if you have enough deprivation, it will lead to deprivation. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy.
It's just,
yeah.
I'm laughing so hard I'm coughing here. I mean, I cannot believe the other day the First Lady of the United States of America compared Hispanic people to breakfast tacos. I mean, it's just, again, I feel like we're just living in a nonstop Saturday Night Live sketch. I mean, it just never ends. It's sometimes tragic, but tragic comic at least. I mean, you can't.
Well, it's almost like you put Joe Biden with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you got the Three Stooges. I mean, you cannot take it seriously. If you take it seriously, your head's going to explode. You just have to, you know, hey, enjoy the comedy.
Yep, it's just like a nonstop, coast-to-coast, 24/7 comedy routine.
Absolutely. Exactly. But painful on the other side. So you just got to kind of, little levity to help kind of assuage, you know, the pain that they subject us to.
Yep, and it was amazing. This was not just some kind of off-the-cuff remark she said in answer to a question. This was her prepared text, which she read at a group of sort of an Hispanic activist-type organization. And maybe she thought people would find this cute or something, but imagine if she'd gone to the NAACP and said something like, you know, you black folks are just like a giant plate of ribs or something like that. I mean, you know, you can imagine. Of course, if Republicans saying it, the country would be, ablaze.
Yeah.
Antifa would be out in the streets. So windows would be getting shattered as we speak.
Exactly. Now, it's I don't know how much more you can forgive here with the reality of, like you said, I mean, there's real life issues. And meanwhile, you know, Jill and Joe, Kamala, you know, even Nancy Pelosi, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, they, my eyes are still burning. I can't get that image out of my retina when they were showing her, you know, coming off the beach there on her vacation. She was hiding her husband. He wasn't allowed. I guess he's still on timeout. He's not allowed to go out. But oh my gosh, they showed a picture of her with her jacket opened up, and it was like, wait a minute, you know, that's not, you know, hide the kids. It was scary.
Was this supposed to be like her Sophia Loren impersonation or something like this?
I mean, next thing you know, I mean, if she'd have had her hair done up in cornrows, she could have been Bo Derek, you know, maybe 2.5, not quite 10.
Yeah, maybe I'll give her a 3, probably a 3.
We're so terrible. I'm sorry. We're getting carried away, and they're going to carry us away. We better straighten ourselves out here. It's just tough. But again, you know, we need some levity, because if you take this all too seriously, I mean, we've got serious business going on. I mean, DeRoy, look what's happening in Sri Lanka, and the the same thing that's happened in Sri Lanka is America. We're on the same road to Sri Lanka. I mean, you know, when you think any minute now you're going to have, Crosby and Hope on the road to Sri Lanka, you know, and with America in the background or something, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. It's when you have this sort of government that spends so much money, regulates, throws away energy independence. Now we've got this week Joe Biden flying to Saudi Arabia to beg them to pump more oil, although we're not allowed to pump more oil here. And then you also think about the fact this is supposedly being done to help out get rid of carbon dioxide and save the atmosphere, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? When you burn Saudi oil, it also creates CO2, so how does that help that problem? And even worse than that, if you're burning oil that's pulled out of the ground in Texas or Oklahoma and then, let's say, burned in California or Florida, most of that stuff is moved around the country in pipelines, which don't really leak. If you are buying oil from Saudi Arabia, guess what? You got to put it in a super tanker and then have it float in a boat for about 43 days. It takes about 6 weeks to get here, through the Indian Ocean, around the Horn, all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, then usually dropped off to be refined in the Gulf Coast or something like this. Guess what that oil tanker's doing that whole way as it chugs along? It's just chugging and pushing and belching exhaust and carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. So if you're worried about carbon dioxide, this is a really, really, really dumb way to get oil. If you get the oil out of the United States, you don't have to worry about it coming across from Texas to some refinery somewhere in a boat, because guess what? It's going to move in a pipeline, and it's probably underground, and it's not going to leak CO2. Or if it does, it's going to be a little small amount. It's not going to be anywhere, just a fraction of what you're going to get coming out of super tankers. This doesn't even make some economic sense. It doesn't even make environmental sense. It doesn't make it doesn't make climate change sense. It doesn't make anti-global warming sense. It doesn't make sense on any level.
Well, why don't we Velcro Greta Thunberg and those activists there on 495 on the Beltway that wanted to block the road? We'll Velcro them on those ships going out. What do you think?
Use them kind of like bumpers in case they smack into.
Well, it's just a little. It's a little inconvenience, they believe. So, hey, let's put them, I can envision this, we'll just, get them, we'll toss them, we'll Velcro, put them in Velcro outfits. We'll toss them right on the bow of the boat or whatever.
Funny, they can, work on their tans and look, tan, rested, and ready once they get, reach their destination.
Why not? Exactly. I can hear her now. We'll put her at the very front of the boat and she could be like, Leo DiCaprio or something, yelling and screaming. She's the queen of the world.
Like when you see those old ships back in the 1500s and 1600s, they always have like a statue of a woman in front.
Yes, exactly.
I forget the name of that, right in the front. We could have her like that. She could just cruise along and be like the mascot, if you will, for those super tankers. That'd be kind of exciting and inspiring.
We're coming up with great ideas. I hope people are taking notes. This is serious stuff.
Write these down. These are
My goodness. This could change the world here. Maybe we might bring some sanity to the insanity that we are being pummeled with, because this is just so, so absurd. These globalists, what they've done, and here is Sri Lanka, their carbon footprint, what were they, the highest rated, country in the land, 98%, America's somewhere like about 20% in terms of what we're doing to, offset any kind of carbon footprint and disturbance to the environment and, climate change disturbance and that sort of thing. We're one of the worst, yet, the evidence would show differently, that even after Trump took us out of the Paris Accord, America was still one of the highest ranking nations in terms of monitoring climate.
This is very true, and the left likes to talk about the United States as if we're just the biggest polluter around, et cetera. In fact, this country has exceeded the CO2 level set by the Kyoto Protocol and those sorts of international agreements, not by doing what the left likes, just shutting down the economy and having us all, watch Netflix by candlelight, but through fracking. And
yes.
Fracking, natural gas fracking, has moved a lot of power plants from burning coal, burning oil, to burning natural gas, and the reduction in CO2 versus oil and gas, I think, is something like about 50% or maybe a little more than that. And through that effort alone, we've been able to lower CO2 emissions in the United States of America, not only ahead of where we would be had we just abided by the Kyoto Protocol, but we're now putting out less CO2, I think it's per person, per capita.
Imagine how much better we would do if we didn't have to deal with Al Gore and John Kerry. Just a thought. We've got more from DeRoy. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Just wait like like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership, DeRoy Murdoch, continues with us. Joe Biden, as you say, is going to Saudi Arabia on bended knee. How do you say in Saudi Arabia, pound sand?
I'm sure they have a colorful expression for that. I know. My Arabic is not so good, I'm afraid. But, yeah, now it's entirely possible once he gets there, the Saudis are just going to laugh at him. I know that this happened a few months back. He called the Saudi leader to talk to him. The guy wouldn't take his phone call. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, people took Trump's calls and responded to him because, frankly, I think they're scared of the guy. Nobody's scared of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's incredibly weak. He presents weakness. He projects weakness. And so you get these world leaders not even taking his calls. I mean, unbelievable. So he may find himself going there. The Saudis say, well, we're pumping as much as we want, so we're cool. See ya. And he's going to come back here looking even weaker with his tail between his legs, and his dismal poll numbers will slide even further down into hell.
If that's even possible. You know, DeRoy, the thing is, generally, when a president goes on, you know, these kinds of missions, they already know beforehand the deliverables. They know what is on the other side. They're just there for a photo op and to confirm all this great stuff. But, you know, the Biden administration continuously, I mean, the state continuously sends Joe Biden out on a no-win mission. I mean, you talk about Mission Impossible. I mean, this is Mission Impossible without the music.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. There's no soundtrack. I mean, if anything, you hear the soundtrack of Jaws in the background. That's what you're hearing. You know, that,
yeah,
that thump thump bass line.
You don't hear theme by Lalo Schifrin accompanying
it.
No. More like, I don't know, maybe more like the music for the Benny Hill show or something like this. Yeah, you're right. Usually when you do these big international summits, the staff of the U.S., the State Department of Diplomats, will meet with the opposite numbers in the other country or countries. And essentially the president comes in to sign the agreement and take pictures and look, you know, very, very proud on the world stage. And unfortunately, these guys, we've seen the president going to these summits and coming back empty-handed and looking foolish. So this shows, number one, poor staff work ahead of time, and secondly, poor leadership on the part of Biden to let himself get into that situation and, frankly, get the United States of America in this situation since he represents all of us. And he looks weak, and our entire country looks weak, and all 330 million of us look weak. And in a country full of, I should say, in a world full of, shall we say, not very benevolent actors who don't have our best interests at heart, this is a dangerous thing. And this is how we get ourselves in big trouble when people see the United States of America as a weak country. They take advantage of that, and what you see is international chaos. And unfortunately, the injuries and deaths of Americans overseas.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, as you mentioned earlier, Biden's poll numbers are, they're in the tank. I mean, so much so, you have Republicans and Democrats both agreeing that we can't handle it two more years of this stuff. I mean,
you're right.
You've already had a million Democrats said, man, I'm out of here. I'm out of the tent. And they have sided with the Republicans. And you even have 700,000 Republicans. I mean, don't think everything's all rosy here. You got to understand that there are Republicans that are disenchanted with what's going on. And, you know, this red wave that is being projected, there's no guarantee that this will all be rosy, you know, for us, because we've seen what's happened before when Republicans have taken over and had the opportunity. They've kind of wasted this political, you know, capital and opportunity to do good for the American people.
No, this is true. And to take those things sort of one by one, a recent poll came out just a couple days ago, and Joe Biden's overall popularity rating, approval rating is at 33%, which is dismal. Now, what's even more amazing is if you look at the underlying demographics and how they perform, his approval with black voters right now, 62%. Normally, if you're a Democrat, you're not going to go below 80 or 75. He's at 62 in this survey. Among Hispanics, it's at 32%. Less than one-third of Hispanics think that Biden is doing a good job. And with independents, he's all the way down at 25% approval. Now, if the Democrats are going into a midterm with only 25% of independents and less than a third of Hispanics and only 6 out of 10 blacks supporting him, they are in for a world of hurt. So this could be an absolutely disastrous midterm for them. But to your second point, in terms of blowing opportunities. I think it's absolutely vital for conservatives and Republicans to remember we haven't won a thing. We've won nothing so far. The big votes will be in November. Those haven't taken place already. And I've been to many of these conservative and Republican meetings around the country, and people say, oh, you know, when we take over next year, we'll do this, and Chairman so-and-so will do that, and we'll introduce this. No, none of that's going to happen until we win elections, and that means knocking doors, that means handing out bumper stickers, that means making phone calls, that means writing checks to candidates, that means doing whatever you do to talk to your friends, neighbors, loved ones, relatives, et cetera, and get them to the polls and get them to vote. So unless we do the hard work, we're not going to reap the rewards. So don't take anything for granted. None of this is in the bag. It all has to be earned. And the third thing is, if we do, in fact, take over the House and perhaps even the Senate, it's absolutely vital that the GOP not take a great opportunity and just squander it by sitting there and, you know, spinning our wheels. You know, we had the opportunity when Donald J. Trump was elected with a Republican Congress to get a lot of stuff done, in part repeal and replace Obamacare. And to my astonishment, there was no plan to do so. These guys spent the first, I think, 7 or 8 months trying to figure out what to do about Obamacare. They should have had that figured out. That should have been passed in non-presidential desk within the first
month. For five years they were yelling about that stuff. It's like, where is the plan? Exactly, I agree. Yeah,
kind of maybe they thought Trump wouldn't win, and so they thought, all right, well, he's not going to win so far. But once he won the election, these people should have gotten their acts together and said, look, we have a Republican president coming in to sign something. Let's figure out, you know, we've got a couple months before inauguration. Sit down on some hard chairs, figure out what it is we're for, pass it, put it on Trump's desk. That thing should have been signed by, you know, at the latest Easter, if not even like Valentine's Day after he got in. As you may remember, they kept stalling and stalling, and finally the vote came, and John McCain turned his thumb down, and that was into that. And that was all the way into July or August, I think. And so we just completely squandered 7 or 8 months because there was no plan. So if the GOP takes over the House and Senate in November, they got to have their plans together, have their ducks in a row, and they get in and start passing bills and not twiddling their thumbs, which we've seen happen in the past.
Well, as you've been known to say, you know, the Republicans are up against the party of voter fraud. And they're already praying and burning novena candles to whatever god that they worship, you know, for another iteration, COVID iteration, that will open the door to, you know, ballot harvesting and everything else that they got away with in 2020. So, you know, conservatives, Republicans have to be extremely vigilant to secure the vote this time around, or else bye-bye red wave.
You're correct about that. You know, I've said that people on our side can't expect to win with, you know, 50.1% of the vote. It's got to be 51, 52. It's got to be by a couple of points, I think, in many instances, because the Democrat Party will not miss an opportunity, if they can, to try to block voter ID, as the Biden administration is trying to do right now in Arizona, block the new requirement for voter ID that they're putting in, efforts to clean the voter rolls and make sure there are no dead people or people who've moved away having their names on voter rolls, making sure that people who want people get absentee ballots just when they ask for them, not just blasting them, spewing them all over the place. The Democrats are opposed to each and every one of those things. I've never seen an election integrity measure that the Democrats have agreed to. They fight this thing just night and day and day and night. And I think the reason that that is because they, if they can steal an election, they will steal an election, and they'll do it in November if they can. So we have to be absolutely vigilant. Our attorneys should be in state houses right now making sure that we pass legislation so that we have secure elections, we have clean voter rolls, we have voter ID so people who show up at the polls are people who we believe are at the polls, and get as close as we can to having election day as opposed to election month or election quarter, where people just vote for weeks and weeks, and who knows where the ballots go or what happens. Ballot harvesting should be illegal. And certainly the things we saw in November of 2020 with Mark Zuckerberg and his wife spending $350-400 million to put in ballot drop boxes in Democrat neighborhoods, but not so much in Republican neighborhoods, and all this other nonsense, that has to be illegal. That has to stop. So, again, we have to be totally and internally and constantly vigilant for election integrity and against vote fraud, or we're going to find the election being stolen next November.
Well, we got to call it in as a wrap right there. DeRoy Murdoch, thank you as always. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You as well, Bill. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over 40 people are unaccounted for, including children, and more than 100 homes have been damaged or destroyed after devastating floods ripped through Whitewood in western Virginia on Wednesday. Virginia Governor Republican Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency. After yesterday's Consumer Price Index announcement, inflation under the Biden administration is over 9%. Essentials like butter is over 26% more expensive. Eggs is 33% higher. Gasoline, 60% higher. A new car, 11% higher. Airline tickets are 34% higher than last year. Vice President Kamala Harris at the American Workforce Summit in Washington, D.C. says this is all under control.
Fighting inflation is one of our administration's top economic priorities, which is why we have taken action to lower the cost of living for Americans, millions of Americans.
USA Radio News.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Why is gas, why is food, everything else going up? Inflation now 9.1. Art Laffer reported yesterday. Interesting that his name would be Laffer, but it's not a funny deal that this inflation situation at all-time high, I mean, not since the Carter years have we experienced inflation like this. But she wants us to believe that they're doing everything they can when all they have to do is one thing, like you know, turn the spigot back on. You know, let's get back to being energy independent. Not that that would happen overnight, but let's get going in the right direction. Otherwise, well, I'll tell you, the red wave tsunami, I don't know how they avoid it. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Things cost a lot more, but other than that, I'm doing pretty well, Bill.
I know. Well, are you having your breakfast tacos? I mean, we're handing out breakfast. I don't even know what breakfast tacos are, and I'm Hispanic. But, oh, bless her heart. You know, we just, you know, spread them out anyway just for fun because you can't take some of this stuff too seriously. But, you know, I'm curious, Will, you're right there, you know, on the college campuses. You're talking to the kids. What are the things that matter to them right now?
Well, I actually did make a breakfast burrito the other day with potatoes, chorizo, and some fried eggs. But I mean,
you're my kind of guy. That's the way to do chorizo, with papas and eggs and fresh tortilla. You know, if you had somebody there, they can whip them up for you. If not, there's a what's the company that does this? And I get these all the time. Of course, when my mother was alive, I never told her I could do it because she was in California. I'm in Florida, so it wasn't like I could just get homemade tortillas all the time sent over. But as a substitute, you know, they've got this raw masa that's already laid out for you. It's real simple, and in about a minute, you got not exactly mama's tortillas, but near enough. Certainly better than the stuff you get off the shelf and you got to warm up. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, there's some pretty good pre-made brands. I mean, and there now at this point, I mean, there are taquerias and so on almost everywhere where you could go get masa or you could go get like 100 pre-made. But I mean, I've never really heard of. I mean, I know they exist, but you don't see a lot of breakfast tacos versus burritos or versus the local lunch taco. But right. I mean, I think that gets this conversation though does take away from the absurdity of the vice president or the president's wife referring to Latinos as tacos. I mean, that's kind of like describing Asians as having all the vibrancy and reliability of, you know, beef fried rice, or, you know, Italians as having the trustworthiness of a good spaghetti sauce or something like this. But in terms of the serious issue of inflation, I mean, inflation, all banter aside, I mean, if you look at 9.1% inflation, that's the highest level of year-over-year inflation that we've seen in 42 years. Which would take us back either to Reagan's one bad year or to Jimmy Carter. I mean, you know, in my field, Mr. Carter is obviously considered the worst president on inflation probably ever, unless you want to start digging up guys like Millard Fillmore. So, I mean, this is a pretty significant accomplishment, if you will. And, I mean, you do see the one thing that people defending Biden would say is, well, you're seeing 7.6% inflation in Europe, but they're at war in Europe. I mean, they're directly shipping materiel into Ukraine, which is on fire, and they're still 2 points behind us. Yeah, one big thing with this is what you said, the pipelines are shut down, and we shut down Keystone XL. Energy in general is not something we're doing very well with right now. We're begging the Saudis for oil. To a certain extent, last line for me, but Greta Thunberg has a lot to answer for. I mean, we kind of turned over the world's energy policy to these idealistic kids a couple of years ago. And the idea was sort of we were going to power the world with flying unicorn wings and wind turbines and so on. And it really hasn't worked. Like, we were actually using pretty clean energy, like nuclear power and fracking gas, and we just stopped. And the results have been disastrous.
Exactly. And, of course, look at the disasters around the world, whether we're looking at Sri Lanka, Ghana. You've got Europe in trouble now, rolling blackouts in Germany. Even California is predicting some blackouts if they continue to think that they can rely on wind energy. I mean, look, at this was a novel theory, but one that wasn't really correctly thought out. And this is what happens when things are decided on based on emotion, as you and I have talked about. When you are so huddled into your echo chambers and your silos, you get this kind of crazy policy that goes on. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, you're responsible for 330 million people here, and you're doing this, and you are hurting 330-plus million people, your constituents, here in this country, on this theory, and you're so ideologically fixed, you don't even have the courage to, you know, like Bill Clinton, to be able to look at it and say, whoa, wait a minute, you know, we've got to flip the switch here. The era of big government is over. You know, he saw it clear and plain, but for some reason, the ideologues of the Democratic Party right now, the ones that are charging this new liberal world order, they're totalitarianistic, and you know, we're going to suffer until we can get the control of our government again.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, people who haven't been in the room for meetings like this, and I've been in these rooms at least the state level as a consultant, tend to kind of overthink how brilliant the decisions that might go on are. The reality is that people really do say things like, well, we need an energy policy. And someone in the room would say, well, we're working with the environmental people on this. We're working with Greta's team. We can't use nuke. And someone will say, okay, we can't use nuke. And so you're then, from that point forward, working on an energy policy without access to nuclear power. And that's what the Europeans are doing. I mean, like, when you think about that sentence, like, they're having rolling blackouts in Germany. Germans have always been criticized for certain things, like a cruel attention to following orders. You know, they're very precise. The old lines, you want a French person as your baker or lover, and a German as your mechanic. But they've never been criticized for not being able to keep the lights on. You know, the reason that they can't keep the lights on right now is that they gave up nuclear power. I think they gave up fracking, too. And so they've turned on, like, their old coal plants from, like, the East German era. The audience can go online and check this out. So they're, like, burning East German coal right now because of this crazy environmental stuff. So we saw this in Sri Lanka, too. Sri Lanka's pursuing something called ESG. Anyone not aware of this should write down the initials ESG. This is one of several crazy kind of like woke plus environmental things that corporations and governments are going to get into. An ESG score is sort of, if you're a corporation or a government, you're scored by how little impact you have on the world and how much diversity you have in sort of your management team. And it's very often easy in that to get how good a job you're doing of producing power lost in the mix. So in Sri Lanka, basic things weren't getting done. Food wasn't getting produced. And eventually a mob stormed. I mean, that was a real insurrection. They stormed the president's house. They're threatening to kill and eat him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
exactly.
Not a joke. I mean, you see the pictures online.
Right. No, I mean, the deal is that people don't like to starve, Will. And here we are, we're seeing signs that don't look good. You know, same thing there, cost of fertilizer, because they decided, hey, we're going to go totally organic with our fertilizer. Not even thinking of the consequences, what that was going to do for the cost of food. Right, exactly. All part of this ESG agenda that you're talking about that's being embraced and promoted by the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, all these, globalist bodies out there that have this theory and this idea to control, the entire population of the world, basically, is what they're doing. And here we are, we're looking at the policies of Joe Biden and the Democrats, and you go, boy, this sounds real familiar. You guys, build back better, all that stuff tied into the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution that Klaus Schwab has been promoting. I mean, we're in lockstep, and not to mention this, elite capturing of our elected officials and, with our assets and resources being sold out to China. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, we open up the oil reserve for the American people, allegedly, and now we're shipping some of that oil over to China? Doesn't seem fair, Will.
Yeah, it sounds like a hard break. But I mean, I have quite a lot of comments.
Yeah, we are.
I have quite a few comments on the alphabet soup that we're going to be seeing pretty soon. There's ESG, SEL, DEI.
Yes.
If you're in the corporate world, it's all going to be hitting you pretty soon.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Wilford Riley continues with us. One of the things, and of course, we got into, you know, real life, what's happening in the news and everything. But I'm still curious as to those topics on the college campus today that are taboo. Are they loosening up a little bit? Or, you know, like, for example, Roe. We've got so much misinformation out there. The way Jane's Revenge and others would want us to believe is if, you know, abortion is no more, when in actuality, I mean, it's, you know, the very thing that people have been wanting for a long time is the codification of Roe. Well, guess what? With the decision that the Supreme Court made, in a sense, it did codify Roe, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, so this is something that I think left and right have both engaged in a little that kind of saber waving about getting out the fundraising. As usual, I think the Dems have been a little more obnoxious about this. Like, I've given money to Democratic and GOP candidates, like, at different points in my life. And so I get the fundraising emails. And when the day, like, it wasn't even the day after. Like, after Dobbs, this couldn't have been more than 30 minutes after Dobbs, I got an email, like, quote-unquote, from Nancy Pelosi saying, this is the fight of our lives. You know, I'm reaching out to you personally as a longtime Democrat. I think I'm a registered Republican at this point. You know, please give me $15 every month. Like, it had obviously been, the whole email had been pre-written. It was scheduled to go. Like, this is something they've been waiting for. So, I mean, this is going to be kind of one of the great money-raising fights of our time. But at any rate, the idea I think that a lot of people have is that this is something that banned abortion. And as I'm sure guests have said by now, what this actually did was throw abortion back to the states. What Dobbs did was say that the Roe versus Wade idea that the Supreme Court can A, codify a natural right to abortion, and B, extend that up to 9 months is incorrect. And I think we both agree on that. I think the Roe...
Yeah, along with about 90% of America agree with that.
Yes.
Only 10% believe in abortion all the way up to, and in some cases, post-delivery.
Yeah, the real debate here is around things like, Plan B, the pills. Like, the idea that you can, to some extent, the post-Roe cases, like Casey, allow for what most societies, including cruel ones like ancient Rome, have considered to be infanticide. So the official Democratic Party platform is that a woman's right to choose, as it's generally put, extends through month 9. So people have been asked in debates, so if the fetus is sliding out, but the head is not out of the body, can you, don't want to be too graphic about this, can you make an incision in the spinal column, let's say, and kill the baby? Yeah. So most people disagree with that. Right now, we're in, obviously, I know it's an odd thing to have to say. So right now, we're in a situation where you have what are called trigger laws. We're in a weird situation. Roe has been repealed, so many states, 27 of them, have gone back to what their 1973 abortion laws were. And that's obviously not an ideal situation, because in 1973, some states didn't have laws on the books at all, so you again might be in a 9-month situation. Others simply banned abortion totally and also banned contraception. I mean, the law in the area wasn't very sophisticated 50 years ago. What in practice you're going to see is states now making law that actually reflects the democratic preferences of the people in the state. I think that most states are going to end up with either a heartbeat bill with exceptions for rape and incest. That in practice means an 8-week bill, or a 15-week bill, which used to be called a quickening bill, where abortion is legal basically through the point where the fetus or baby starts moving inside the body, and where traditionally the Catholic idea was that it starts feeling pain, and that's 15 weeks, that's 4 months in. I would say almost all states, with some exceptions like California and New York, are going to wind up with one of those. You're going to see that debate at the state legislatures. How have people been reacting on campus? I think you've been seeing students debating the issue. Almost all students either support, that I've talked to, either support heartbeat or the 15-week bill, with about 20%, mostly women, supporting a total ban, and about 10%, mostly men, supporting through 9 months. And the thing that really would have surprised me if I hadn't, through Cut the Bull podcast and so on, interviewed a fair number of pro-life activists, Lila Rose and so on, the thing that surprised me is that women are at least as likely to be pro-life as men. The people that are most pro-choice are very sexually active young men.
Yeah, it's there's no doubt that your worldview is dictated by your behavior. And this is what Roe really opened the door to, is that you could look at casual sex and the consequences thereof, to where it became birth control for essentially, as some have cited, 98% of the abortions out there. I mean, there's so much consequence that goes along with it. And then, of course, recently you started to have some of the designer baby attitude coming in. Well, because it's a girl and I really want it to be a boy, we're going to abort the child. I mean, some of that stuff was coming into play. Now we start getting into some of these different things that are thrown out there, which Joe Biden had thrown out there, which I think in terms of the debate, it's a bit disingenuous. To get too hung up on some of these unique circumstances, because it's kind of like in 1973, let's talk about the coat hanger. I mean, how many coat hanger abortions took place? But it's just the shocking symbolism of a coat hanger that, wants to squash the debate and take it away from having a reasonable conversation. Because at the end of the day, I thought it was about the women. And more and more, what even some guys who are, very casual and disrespectful about the whole idea of the sexual experience may think, okay, it's a hit and run experience. Well, you need to grow up. You know, there's a lot more to this. But even if I say I'm just going to protect the women, I'm going to look at it from their standpoint, and I listen to what they're telling me about how psychologically impactful this has been. And I believe this is what has caused the organic movement toward pro-life, because by experience, 49 years of experience, Will, women have been devastated, and now with the science even more so, realizing, wow, I killed my baby. This is a real child that I killed. And then you start looking at the numbers and how diabolical. I mean, the 40% were done to, you know, minorities, to people of color. You know, 25% to Hispanics. Wait a minute. This is targeting. I mean, this is a man-made Holocaust in a modern era. And, you know, because of our own selfishness and because of, you know, we want to worship at the altar of convenience, we've participated in this horrendous, horrific episode and chapter in American history.
Well, I think there's some complexity here. I mean, when we're talking about some of these issues like Plan B, for example, I mean, I'm pro-life in many circumstances, but there is an element when people, if you go into a religious community and people start referring to blastocysts 2 weeks in as the babies and so on, I'm not sure that most women are going to be traumatized for a period of years if they terminate that pregnancy with some kind of pill. At all. I think that there is in most people's minds, and that's why heartbeat pills are so popular, a distinction between something like this and then on the other end going in and seeing the child moving in the womb after 4 months and making a decision to cut it in half. I mean, so there are practical differences in what you're doing to your body. Many, many things like terminating an ectopic pregnancy involve taking life. And I mean, I think if you talk with anyone from a psychologist to a priest, there are quite a few decisions in your life, what to do about a miscarriage, that are deeply moral, in fact. But I think, though, that, and it's also, but I'm actually not going to go into the, well, we're men, so we can't know. I think as a human being capable of logic, you can talk about really anything you want. But I think, though, that the key point that you just made there, when you cited that Guttmacher figure, 98% of abortions, this is an Alan Guttmacher study, happen for basically no reason. This is one of my most depressing data points I've ever seen. So the Alan Guttmacher Institute is a pro-abortion, really. I mean, they're funded by Planned Parenthood think tank, and they looked at the reasons people give for undergoing a DNC, an abortion, and incest was like 0.01% rape, i.e. either a complaint to college authorities, a complaint to the police, anything provable, and they were very broad in what that was 0.1%. And they went through a bunch of other things, like people gave no reason and stated they didn't have a reason. I believe both were required, financial exigency, so on. These other categories, and just like nothing was about 90%, were the remainder of the reasons. So
yes,
when people say that, do you oppose abortion in cases of rape and incest? Actually, I think a lot of people, especially men, who think rapists should be hung and not necessarily by the neck, would say, well, no. Mm-hmm. But the comeback there is, okay, so say I agree to just that, and then abortion in the first month or two. Or do we have a deal? The answer is never going to be, yes, we have a deal. It's an inherently dishonest argument. The other point, though, that I would make is, I'm not necessarily sure why there's been a birth control function for abortion. If you go to any gas station right now, I mean, you could see Magnum condoms, regular condoms, spermicide, KY gel. I mean, it's behind the counter. Like, we're not a very sexually shy society. I mean, again, I'll try to keep this PG, but if you want to be even safer, there are guidebooks to oral and anal sex available on Amazon. So I think people, I'm not sure hookup culture is dead. I think people will move to somewhat safer behaviors and will monitor the monthly cycle a little bit more following Dobbs. We'll keep track of the 2 month bill in their state. I don't think that we're going to see a return to kind of 1970 sexual mores. I do think we'll see fewer abortions though.
Well, there'll be probably fewer reported because of the mail order pill that we were talking about earlier.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.